And then you do the it's
okay.
Make, hey, make we're doing this. We're Thanksgiving or podcasting.
Just trying to get some skip the dishes
around the table. We got Michaela Strain.
Don't skip the dishes here.
And Tracy,
no skip the dishes in
my
Duncan.
My sister, what? Caitlin, and Nick.
Thanksgiving.
Nick the Tick. We're Thanksgiving there.
No, what was that?
What are your plate thoughts that on I showed kids you the other leashes?
Day. Nick's trick. No, on that plate. That license plate I sent you the other day.
Nick's track.
No.
TRK.
Great podcast.
We need a moderator clearly to control the crowd.
Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Tomorrow will be Thanksgivinger, though.
No, tomorrow. We're only 50 seconds in.
Oh.
We got to keep this going for at least 5 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, next trip.
How do we listen to it?
I thought it's next trip.
Back to Kids with Leashes. How do we feel?
Hey, everybody out there, tweet us. Tweet us at Cool Holiday if you like Kids with Leashes.
Kids with Leashes. Or are they just dogs?
Oh, my God. You guys are the worst podcasters. The worst podcasters. Can't even carry a conversation. They're just like throwing
out lines.
What
do you want to talk about? Degrees? How many of you people out there have a degree? Just you and I, Cole. Just you and I.
Let's talk about Thanksgiving dinners. Like, what do you have at your typical
dinner?
How many
pierogies should everybody get? 12.
You're not helping me.
I like to have turkey, cabbage rolls, and some stuffing with my Thanksgiving.
Turkey, cabbage rolls, and stuffing.
I like mostly just gravy.
Gravy. Gravy train.
That's it.
That's it. Just a like bowl. Soup. That's what you want, right? It's
like
just soup.
Like gravy in a straw.
Just like turkey straw. Cream of turkey soup. Straw. That's all you're having.
Yeah, I still drink cream with turkey straws. Soup. Because.
This is straight up straw.
I like straws, right. Especially the plastic ones.
Plastic paper?
Plastic
what's your,
for sure.
What's your
plastic.
Favorite part about Thanksgiving?
How are we going to get McDonald's?
We're not. There's just
McDonald's. That's Nick's favorite part about Thanksgiving. He likes a big old Big Mac.
Yeah.
I like it.
And you, Cole? What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
Well, we're going to start with Annie Tracy.
Trace.
T.
I like potatoes and gravy.
She's talking to the podcast. She's like reaching across the table.
No idea what,
making sure
what you people are doing.
Like talking to the phone.
Should we tell Trace what a podcast is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
probably.
Should.
That's
we
probably
should.
A
we
good
should.
Idea.
What's a podcast, Cole? Come on.
Well, podcast is sharing our thoughts with the world.
The world.
We're going to post this.
Cole's an idiot.
No video, just
Cole
voice.
Cole is an idiot. That's
with a degree.
It's the name of the podcast.
Oh.
I like cabbage rolls and pierogies. That's my favorite part. Fuck the turkey. I'll tell you that.
Yeah? Fuck it.
Turkey can go fuck himself.
Well, what if I like the turkey?
I think the liquor is my favorite part. That's what I'm most thankful for.
It's all about the family.
It takes
you
4 hours to drink the
It's
liquor.
All about Thanksgiving.
Just Thanksgiving her.
Let's go around and say what we're all giving her for.
All right.
Not Send what we're it. Thankful for, what we're giving her for.
Yeah, what are you giving
her for?
Bubs?
My degree.
All right.
Yeah.
Andy Tracy.
Yeah, you don't have one yet, but good on you.
Family.
Good on you.
You're giving
family?
Her for family. Nice.
Oh, jeez. Giving her for a lot of things. I'm going to go with just good people. Good people.
Oh, my God.
These people that don't have degrees, they have nothing to give her for.
I'm giving her for not having a degree.
Yikes. What are you giving her for?
I'm giving her for all the beauties out there that just aren't having a Thanksgiving this year.
That's
us.
Somber mood to this podcast, ain't it?
I just got a big old heart. That's all.
You guys think we should try tofurkey tomorrow? For the vegans in our family? Let's talk about
vegans.
Veganers
can't
don't
be
give her.
On Thanksgiving. You can't be vegan on Thanksgiving.
You know what?
You can if you want to.
I hate vegans. That's what I hate them. I'm just going to toss it out there 4 minutes into the pod. Vegans are idiots.
Why?
Because you're not actually vegan. You need protein. Everyone needs protein. Am I right?
Well, there's different ways to get protein.
I know, but you're not eating plants. Like, Katie is celiac?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know what gluten is?
Yeah. So she can't eat gluten. But so she eats meat and stuff.
No, she's vegan.
She's vegan.
So is Chris.
Vegan.
She's vegan. So is Chris.
You hate them.
That's by choice, right?
That's right.
Everyone is vegan by choice.
So you're she's right. only celiac because that's medical, that's but she's right. vegan by choice.
Yes. That's right.
Okay.
It's hard to give her a Thanksgiving or when you're eating nothing.
I love them both, but I disagree. Yeah. What, how do they get their protein?
The beans. Chickpeas.
Beans, chickpeas.
Beans
and aquafaba.
Aquafaba.
Something.
When did this start?
Year and a half ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But they'll still eat meat. Like, if Katie wants to have turkey or Chris wants to have turkey or burger or whatever,
they can. They're not real vegans.
But the only thing we...
They're vegans. And by the way, I have hashtags in the sky.
Quotations.
Hashtags.
Oh, my God.
He's having a heart attack.
I was worried for my family for a second, but my cousin's a hash quotations vegan. She still eats meat.
Yeah. Sometimes.
For a while. But not all the time.
No, and that's
fine. But Ken.
He was having a heart attack there because he said he hated them. Then he found out his cousin was one. And now he's like,
oh my God.
Ooh, I'm good. Fucking hash quotations vegan.
She still eats meat. We're good.
Sometimes.
I get it if it's a health thing. Yes. Can't do it.
No.
But how's she getting that old protein?
Well, Chris has a little...
They eat beans.
Chris, too?
They eat beans and lettuce.
Beans.
But see, they're not, like... They're plants are what food eats. So, technically, they're eating food from food.
No, that's just what they're feeding you. It's what they're feeding you, Nick. You know what? They watched... Let's be honest here. They watched one documentary and went vegan.
Shit.
What documentary was that?
Hey, everybody. What the hell? What's your favorite Netflix documentary? Supersize Me. Okay.
Okay, on to the next subject.
I did not know that about them.
Where have you been?
Do you feel Victoria. Bad now that you said you Victoria. Hated all vegans? Do you feel a little guilty?
Well, no, I don't. Because I don't feel they're vegan. Because they're still eating meat. So.
And do you understand that vegan is all animal products? Like including milk, eggs, yes. cheese. Not just meat.
Yes.
I animals. Like, so they don't eat cheese or milk. Or
but,
yogurt.
But they eat honey. Turkey. So. Fuck. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. They're not vegans. I'm just a vegan crushing turkey.
This is what happened at Beer Fest last weekend when Paul watched them eat mozza sticks after they said they were vegan.
They had mozza sticks?
And then Paul did this in front of them, and then Kim's like, should I take Paul home? Because Chris Sykes was getting very angry at Paul.
Uh-oh.
Paul eats...
everything.
You gotta the pod doesn't know what you're talking about. The inside jokes.
So Paul eats everything. He's a carnivore.
Yeah.
Or an omnivore.
And he's also a very opinionated man. And Chris and Katie went on about being vegan, but then ate some mozzarella sticks in front of him.
In front of Chris Sykes.
In front of Paul. In front of Paul.
Chris and Katie ate some mozzarella sticks in front of Paul.
And Paul went home.
No, yeah, because Paul was getting a little bit like you in front of Chris and Katie, so Kim took Paul.
Like, you're not a vegan.
They choose to be a plant-based diet. Is that what it's called?
And that's fine.
That's right, but they do have yeah, but it's not a health thing. It's their choice.
No, but
GF is.
You can still be a plant-based diet and have the odd meat.
Yeah,
burger. Yes. Like yeah, if we have a barbecue in the backyard, Chris has burgers.
Yeah.
Katie has whatever.
But the majority of their diet's plant-based.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's fine.
That's right.
That's totally
when
fine.
When you said you hated vegans and then we told you Katie was one.
But they're not like vegans. So I still hate vegans.
Do we have to ask Katie's consent to talk about them on this podcast?
No, we don't.
Oh, good.
After this roundtable, I still hate vegans. That's what I've decided.
That's there you good.
Okay, on to our next subject. What should we talk about? Should we talk about
kids on leashes?
Kids on leashes.
Leashes.
For dogs only, honestly. Just keep them for okay. the dogs.
What if you have a
my dog honestly doesn't even use a leash.
What if you have so a one-year-old?
So you take your dog to a dog park that you can take your dog off and they can run?
My
can
dog.
Do you do that with a kid too? That's
do they have off leashes?
That's right. Is there a kid park? Like my aunt says, is there a kid park with you're off leash all of a sudden?
Off leash, like
Tracy just became Jerry Seinfeld there. Just
that's hilarious.
Real world problems, making them into
hilarious.
Jokes.
Hilarious.
Well, like, to be honest, my dog doesn't even use a leash. Why should that kid use a leash?
Like, Sadie doesn't have a leash.
Do you have a dog?
Yes.
Well, Sadie is more well trained than Andrew, apparently.
Well, 100%.
So let's throw it out there.
Andrew needs Grandpa Ken.
What if that 1-year-old's just a fast runner?
Like Usain Bolt style.
Yeah. And
because what if you could never catch...
just making black marks all over that floor this floor today?
He's going to send it on Thanksgiving.
He's giving her tomorrow.
Thanksgiving her. I don't know a single 1-year-old that could outrun me. I'm 220 pounds, by the way. Not in shape. I can't even run a block
without huffing and puffing. Probably stop that kid from running across the street, hey?
Absolutely. I probably...
You'd save that kid's life.
So does that mean that the parents are just lazy and don't want to get up off their
lawnchair? We definitely can't post this podcast now.
I'm basically a mess. The 1-year-old takes 2 steps. I take one and, like, grab him by the cuff and he's fine. I don't understand the leash. I don't understand it.
So, yeah. Well, what if it just like then you just have it and then you just don't have to pay any attention
to them because they're all tied to a post.
Yeah. So the parents.
I still don't pay attention to. If I had a kid, by the way, I don't have a kid.
I'd definitely not pay attention to it.
I would not pay attention to it, and it could still run as fast as a kid, and I would be like, "Oh shit, Billy's like 1 step away. He could probably run a little bit more. I'll just watch him for a bit."
I'm gonna have a little. You know what? You're right. You're right. I've personally seen you with Sid, who's my daughter, and
you'd drown her.
You've been playing with her on the couch, and sometimes you're not paying attention, but when she's gonna fall off that couch, you catch her even when you're not paying attention.
We also maybe shouldn't like pull around kids.
Sick hands.
You told Sid when she was 4 weeks old that you were gonna drown her if she didn't make Team Canada.
If she didn't make Team Canada as a hockey or ball player, yeah. So it's really a fair assessment.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, we haven't got there yet.
Long way down the road.
Long way down the road.
I'm pretty sure he'd settle for.
So far, she's showing no athletic abilities in the fact that we don't need her on a leash because she's so fast.
I'm pretty sure that he'd also be settle for curling. Like, a curling's a...
She's got to make Team Canada in something, otherwise she's getting drowned at, like, 12 years old.
Yikes.
Well, that's a pretty big commitment for a
most people in our family can't swim, so it's not going to be hard to drown her.
Our family or you?
Caitlin, her mom.
Her mom.
Her mom is a poor, poor swimmer.
Very poor, actually. You're right. Her and Mike... Yeah. Why are the oldest and the youngest?
You're not a great swimmer either. You just have more confidence. That's all it is. You're not swimming laps, bud. So let's just calm down. Doggy paddling.
No, I can swim.
Long doggy paddling. You just have more confidence and aren't afraid of the water.
But boy, can he do a floaty with a beer.
But boy, can he float a two with a beer. As can we all.
So except for Mike. We went 2 minutes.
Yeah,
Mike
can't even float a
tube. I'm going to comment on the swimming thing. I can swim. I can do the front crawl, back crawl, whatever. Not
watermelon
long
crawl.
Distance, though. Not long distance.
Like
I'm not
strokes.
A distance guy.
I'm not doing the English channel.
Here's the funny thing. I matched up with this girl on Bumble this one time.
She has to talk to you first. Did that work out?
She messaged me.
First,
We hooked up this date. Oh. We went to Thetis Lake, and we jumped in the lake, and she's like, let's swim to the island, which is like really
far
away. I can't even describe it. It's like from here to...
Courtney.
Yeah, it's really far away. And she's like... Let's swim to that. And I'm like, no. And she's like, it's not that far. I'm like, that is far. And she's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. And she started swimming. I'm like, she's going to kill me. She's going to fucking drown me in the middle of the lake.
Just sit here. Wait for you.
So I just started swimming, drowning. She made it to the island. I'm like. I made it.
What were
she's like? She's like, are you okay? I'm like, I thought I was gonna drown. And she's like, we hung up on this island.
Did you ever think to flip around someone on your back? Much easier.
No, fucking, I'm just giving her. If a girl can do it, I can do it. I'm thinking.
Apparently not.
No, apparently not is right. So anyway, I finally catch my breath. And she's like,
saying me too, but it doesn't fit in the situation.
She's like,
trying to think of a real feminine hashtag right there.
Then we have to swim back. And I'm like,
what goes up must come down.
Holy fuck. So she jumps in and I jump in and I'm swimming back and I'm like, I can't fucking make it back. My arms are dead. I grab onto this person's floaty, hang out for a bit.
You know that person?
No. Okay. Did not know anybody. I didn't know anybody.
Good.
She's like at the shore. I'm hanging middle of the lake on this person's floaty. They're like, you're a mess. I'm like, I'm gonna die. This girl actually is trying to kill me. You gotta help me. Call the police. It's good to
find out someone's physical fitness on the first date.
So, call the police.
So, long story short, bad swimmer.
I obviously made it back. Did you get the
second date?
No.
Yeah, next day.
What'd you do? Swam.
Oh, she had to come get him from the hospital.
We ran a tri-K, actually.
We went to a different lake. We went to a different lake. And in the middle of this, like, there's, like, a dock. So we took floaties.
You went to Durant's Lake?
No, Blanford.
Oh, never been there. Is that a place you should swim?
Yeah.
Anyways, took floaties this time. Floaties. She came prepared. This guy needs water wings.
And we're, like, trying to swim out. Like, it's not that far, I guess, with a floatie. And she crushed me again. She took, like... It's so funny. She took, like, 5 minutes to get there. It took me, like, half an hour.
So this is both very bad dates. You didn't even spend any time together.
So, but unbelievable. Back to what I said.
You're she not didn't a, talk to me again after
you're
that.
You're not
Sunday.
A good swimmer.
What?
You're not a good swimmer. You just have more confidence. Like, whereas I would have been like, fuck, I can't get there. I'm not going. You just toughed it out and doggy paddled your way and almost drowned.
No, it's I can swim, but not very far.
No, I feel like what we're saying is the same thing. It's the same thing. You're just
I feel like I can do the front stroke and you can't.
I can do the front stroke.
So I'd like to know why you had such an excellent first date. Why you would go back to the lake the next day. Why are both these dates at lakes?
Yeah, why wouldn't you pick a new spot?
I really thought she was trying to kill you.
I thought she tried to kill me.
Mini golf.
I'm thinking she's trying to kill me.
I'm thinking something driving range. Something that's maybe a little bit more your forte.
I think she's a serial killer. And she couldn't get me. She's like...
Just, oh,
this back to back lake dates, she couldn't get me, so she wouldn't talk to me again.
This guy will not drown.
Yeah, he will not drown. That's right. Wow. That's right.
Well, I'm glad your Bumble is such a success over there.
Yeah. Should we talk curling? Should we talk rocks and houses?
Well, only two of us really, three, I guess, can curl.
Yeah, we can talk curling. We can talk whatever we want. Yeah.
Can we talk about Nick wearing his gripper to a grocery store?
Oh,
gotta be ready.
So, yeah, let's talk about that. Nick, do you looking for another guy to curl with me this year?
Do you need a beer? Beer?
Yeah, I need a beer.
Beer?
I'm good.
Nick is like, yeah, I've curled before. All right. Sweet. You want to curl?
When did you curl before, Nick?
I curled once before, and I was like 17 or 18 in Bonsfield. We won.
So whatever, that's fine. And then I get the call on Nick and Michaela are moving up island, whatever, I can't do it. We need you to do it this 1 week or 2 weeks or whatever. So he does it. Comes to the rink. He's like...
Did you have jeans on or like
sweats?
No, he wore his stretchy pants.
He's got one gripper on, that's it. He's got a gripper on one shoe and just a shoe on. I'm like, where's your slider? He's like, what the fuck's a slider? I'm like, oh my god.
Well, those little mini burgers.
I'm gonna kill myself. That's what I thought. I'm like, this guy doesn't even know.
I would rather kill myself tonight than curl with that guy.
Because I could have died with the date I just went on swimming.
How did he tell me he curled and doesn't know what a slider is?
I don't know.
Take him to the closet, get him a slider.
Take him to the closet?
You have to come out of the closet when you
There's
go
a
curling.
Closet. There's a closet. And he did okay.
I'm not wearing a sweater vest, though, so we're good.
It's like full cardigan.
I know, like...
We're still podcasting?
Yeah. We are pod.
What happens to this podcast?
We're going to post
it. We're
going to get rich.
What are you doing
Thanks,
now?
Everyone, for...
We're
going to
finish this growler because he needs drink.
Oh.
We are 18 minutes into this podcast. No one's going to listen to this.
Nothing but gold. It appeared gold.
Pretty
mine.
Funny. This is Thanksgiving in Canada. Duncan.
Thanksgiving.
Duncan.
Hey,
Duncan,
hey, speaking of Thanksgiving in Canada, why do we have Thanksgiving here?
The Pilgrims.
That looks awful.
That's the States.
Pilgrimage.
Do we want to find out why we have Thanksgiving here? We don't know.
To be thankful.
For what?
Clarence.
Hey, get around for the beers to the boys.
I am. You got this beer right now. You're the only one who wants. You're on this.
That beer looks awful.
It's terrible.
You're gonna drink it. Call you the Trumpy. You spilled the whole beer. Here, have this craft beer.
Like a snake.
That looks horrible.
Give us a vote if you like craft beer or a couple Buds.
Yeah, who likes craft beer? We'll throw up a vote. We'll throw up a vote. Craft beer versus...
Before you guys go through with this, let's remember this is Vancouver Island, so you're the minority here about who likes craft beer.
Mike.
I think all of us here like beer. Not craft beer. But let's think of the whole island.
We like to think about ourselves.
I think my audience, my most listeners, are going to come from the prairies.
Yeah? Is that what you think?
This is a prairie podcast.
Okay.
How do we get this?
Yeah. So why do we have Thanksgiving in Canada? Let's discuss it.
The pilgrims.
No, it's not.
Tastes like the orange peel.
Surplus of turkeys.
Surplus of turkeys?
No, let's look it up. Let's give it the Google.
I am. I'm going to Google.
Little history
lesson.
Too bad
we don't have a Google Home here.
Little history lesson.
Okay.
Thanks. Like I said, surplus of turkeys. They had to get rid of them somehow.
You know what's funny? We got an East Coaster, a couple of prairie people. No West Coast people.
Right here. Michaela's a West Coaster.
Oh, yeah, Michaela. Yeah, we got covering the whole country.
We're multicultural.
Michaela and Katie are the two originals. There you go.
Katie's way cooler.
And Sid. She's a West Coaster. She's a vegan. And doesn't have a degree.
Katie's way cooler.
Why?
Because she's so nice.
It's true. It's really true, Bob.
She would never.
I mean, you're second to your sister, right?
Yeah,
you're second place.
You're the second coolest.
Being second place.
There's nothing wrong with being second place. Nothing wrong. It's just Katie never says anything mean ever, and when she doesn't understand the joke she's making, so it's really insane.
And when I text her, she's like, "You're so nice," and you're like, "Fuck you, Cole."
I don't think that's how the texts went down at all.
Have you found out?
No. Nope.
She's doing that Trump face to you right now.
Who takes you in funny memes? Not Katie. She doesn't understand memes.
Katie doesn't even text me ever.
She doesn't understand memes.
She doesn't get many memes at all.
She doesn't really get jokes.
No. No.
I'm pretty sure she still would call them memes.
But you know what? She laughs real hard at them.
Sir Martin Frobisher and his crew are credited as the first Europeans to celebrate a Thanksgiving ceremony in North America in 1578.
Okay.
North America.
Good. What's that mean?
What does it have to do with Canada?
Yeah. They're not helping anybody right now.
Yeah, why does Canada
The have celebration featuring the uniquely North American turkey, squash, and pumpkin was introduced to Nova Scotia in the
1750s. Hey, East Coasters!
Thanksgiving was proclaimed an annual event to occur on the second Monday of October. It's an official holiday except in in all provinces except Prince Edward Island, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland. It's not an official stat?
It's not a national stat, no.
No.
I'm glad we've had this.
There's only four national stats.
It says origins and history. Indigenous peoples in North America have a history of holding communal feasts in celebration of the fall harvest. That predates the arrival of European settlers.
Why is ours now and then states in November?
Because states are fucked.
No, that's Independence Day. Nope.
No. It's Thanksgiving.
This is what they say about Martin Frobisher. They ate a meal of salt, beef, biscuits, and mushy peas. That's what Diane makes.
Independence Day is Canada Day.
Independence Day. Let freedom ring.
Yeah, they don't call it Canada in the States because they're not Canada.
True.
That.
Canada is also July 1st.
And one's July 4th. That's true.
Yeah, fuck different dates, guys.
But we're obviously first.
But they also have Memorial Day and Veterans Day, and we have Remembrance Day.
Same shit.
No, different days.
We both have Labor Day.
Yeah.
Labor.
Don't wear white after that.
That's not a thing anymore, apparently.
And don't ever wear white denim, am I right?
Full-length white denim.
What does white denim mean?
Full-length white denim.
Auntie Tracy, what does white denim mean?
What does full-length white denim pants mean?
It has to be full-length? Is that the...
Yeah, if it's cropped, it's fine.
But boot cut is full-length.
No. What about capri?
No, that's good. You're good.
Capri's fine. It has to be boot cut or longer.
All right.
Yeah.
What's boot cut compared to capri?
Just a little bit longer.
Capri is like...
Like what you have on now?
This is good. This is not boot cut.
That's good.
Boot cut's like down here. Like these, like if this is shorter, we're good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What is the thing we're talking about?
White denim.
What do you think it means if someone is
wearing... Not just white pants. It has to be like denim.
What do you think it means if someone's wearing full-length white denim pants?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
You know?
So have a good time.
I don't know if we can really say, guys.
Can't.
Go ahead. Nothing really
offensive. It's a children's podcast.
Let's just say, I thought it was a prairie podcast. You know what? Katie Strain put it the best last week when we saw a lot of people at Fear Fest. Me and Chris Sykes said, who wear white pants anyways? They get real dirty. And Katie Strain's response was, maybe that's the point. Katie Strain, ladies and gentlemen. Katie Strain.
Zinger. Zinger.
One joke Zinger. Of a year for that girl.
She's done now. Don't expect anything funny this weekend. That was her one shot.
Poor thing. Just a right oblivious, that one.
That totally good, oblivious.
She was right in there with that joke.
I don't even know if she understands the joke she made. 100% does not understand the joke she made.
Yeah, they like mud on their pants. Muddy.
What's some, like, I want to think of a name of a job that's always over their head.
Huh.
For Katie. Because everything is over her head. All the jokes. She's like.
She's working in a submarine.
She's so innocent. She's just like, what?
Until she cries.
Oh,
she cries a lot.
And then Aunt Tracy gets mad at me and Michaela. Like, it's our fault.
Well, you can't pick on her.
We're not picking on her.
She just doesn't get anything. We're just
saying jokes. She hides it behind laughter, so how are we supposed to know she's actually crying?
Well, the tears are running down her face, but...
She doesn't be laughing that hard.
She doesn't get jokes, though, so what's she laughing at?
Oh, jeez. Anyways, white jeans, you know what they mean?
Well...
What do you think? Take a while...
I think I got it. Yes. Do
what?
Because sometimes you're like Katie Strain, but you just hide it in anger. Do you get what white jeans mean? Fair.
We're getting a middle finger across the table.
Yeah.
My
aunt. Yeah, you gotta give the context.
Well, I don't know. Like, it's probably not a good thing.
No.
No, it's not. You're getting warmer.
Hey, we can't say it's a good thing or a bad thing. We don't discriminate.
Yeah,
that's right.
If you like it, then it's fine.
A good thing. If you don't like it, then it's a bad thing.
I mean, if you wear white jeans, then obviously it's a good thing.
What?
Get on your glasses, figure it out.
Yeah.
Google it.
Urban Dictionary.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Go images.
Why didn't you just tell me?
I would rather not. I'm
pretty sure we have before and you got mad at us.
Probably.
Michaela just bought a pair of white jeans the other day.
I absolutely did not.
Oh, what?
What?
Why did you say that I didn't?
To get a good reaction out of it.
Yeah.
You can't just make shit up in the podcast.
Oh,
this
shit. There's
nothing but truth in this podcast. You can't be lying.
What? Mom, it's a prairie podcast.
Michaela likes to wear the white denim.
I do not wear any white denim.
I don't know where this podcast is going, but...
Well, Mac wears white denim.
You're absolutely correct, he does.
Absolutely right, Mac.
There's a reason for that.
Yes, he does.
So that's the reason why I don't wear white denim.
There's a reason why I do and Mac doesn't. No. Yeah. Switch.
What are the differences between me and Mac?
Honestly, not a lot. There's like maybe one, but like you guys both have like
apparently
similar
white,
hair, similar dress.
Apparently it's white.
You don't paint your nails. That's the difference.
I could name like a few similarities between you two.
Hair?
Yeah.
We're both
good
guys.
He wears knit cardigans and Lululemon pants.
Clothing.
He wears V-neck shirts.
You're a little fatter than Mac. That's different.
Fatter.
You told everyone you were 220 pounds.
I am.
Cole is just a fuel tank for the love machine.
I am a fuel tank.
Did you figure it out? Yeah. Do you like to catch?
What does it mean?
That goal came to my mind as soon as I read that.
Yeah.
They're comparing me to Mac.
I'm not comparing you to Mac.
No.
But if you did...
There's a lot of similarities.
There's none.
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 The hair, the sweater, the Lululemon pants.
Yeah,
you're wearing Lululemon
pants. You're
yeah.
Mac when he gains 100 and something.
The V-neck.
Yeah, it's
Mac's awesome.
I'm Mac when he gets straight.
Yeah, that you could say that too, but that's a little rude. But yeah, yes.
Mac's awesome.
Yes.
I love Mac.
I'll get ruder.
When will he get straight?
I'll get ruder.
What?
I'm the host of this shit.
I don't think Mac's gonna get straight. So just FYI. I don't think that's the thing.
You're gonna get a little.
I don't think you can turn it on and off.
No.
You can.
I've...
That's what I heard.
Well, wait, some can. Some, yes, that's true.
I don't think that's
yeah, right. Those flippy floppers. They make it hard to say that you're born that way.
Swinging both ways.
Flippy flop.
I'm gay. I'm straight. I'm gay. Fuck. Figure it out.
Yeah. I'm transgender. I'm not. I'm Max Bone. LGBTQ two spirits.
What's that mean?
Two spirits.
That's what it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
That's when you're transgender, but you're indigenous.
See, or either. Any of the other plus indigenous.
Yeah, that's when you're LGBTQ and indigenous. You're two spirits.
So... this, I was going to invite, I'm not gay, by the way. I'm going to throw it out there. But I was going to invite
there's nothing wrong with it, though.
I was going to invite a guy.
Is there anything wrong with it?
I was going to invite my guy friend to family Thanksgiving. Because he loves my family.
And we love him.
Are you telling us right now that Keegan's gay? And, is that where you're going with
and
this?
And everyone story? Loves Keegan. My friend is Keegan.
Does he guys, tell Keegan gay?
No.
On his podcast?
Keegan's not...
coming out of the closet right
now? He is not gay. He's in Florida right now. He might be in Texas right now.
Is he selling boat seats?
Selling so many boat seats.
That's great.
He made out with a stripper the other night.
Oh, God.
In Florida.
He needs to go get tested.
That's what I said.
For sure needs to
go. You have AIDS, I said.
Can you tell everyone about the hummus?
Yeah, what's the deal with the hummus?
Okay.
Nobody likes hummus anyway. So.
Exactly.
Except the vegans. Vegans love that.
As a kid, he'll just
be... the guy's really the biggest piece of shit I've ever met. But he lives, used to live
in a 10 by 10 square box.
It his king size bed barely fit in his house.
Nice.
So anyway, he came home and he has no stove, no nothing. Had this hummus in his fridge.
Bar fridge though, mini fridge.
Yeah, it's just this shit fridge.
Yeah, not good.
And I pull it out. Expiry date's fine. Takes a swig, chip and a dip.
Yeah.
Takes a bite. Doesn't taste right. Checks the expiry date. Still good. It's like, oh, I'll fucking try it again. Does it again. It's like, ah, it doesn't feel right. Throws it back in the fridge.
Not the garbage, hey, just back in
he
the
goes refrigerator. He goes for a run with this...
Tinder date?
Well...
that's what people are doing on dates now? They're swimming and running?
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
This is, I don't even
it's
know.
It's fucking weird.
I don't want to be dating in this
someone
life.
Says, Cole, you want to go for a run? I'm like, no.
It's a no from me.
No.
Like, this relationship's not going to work out.
Fucking run with you. I can't believe I swam with that one girl. She just tried to kill me.
I think so. Anyway, back to this.
Stop doing fitness on dates.
Yeah, what the fuck? Let's go get a poutine.
Yeah. Amen.
Anyway.
Amen to that. That should be the bot Tinder bio.
Anyway.
Don't ask me to run, let's get poutine. 100%.
Back to the hummus though.
Anyway.
Don't ask me to get hummus either.
Anyway.
Definitely no.
Can you see this? He's been on a few dates with this girl from Tinder.
Marathon.
So they run down Dallas Road. Shit was getting...
literally.
No, well, shit was getting, like, mixed up in the stomach. He's running. He's like, ah, fuck. Where's the nearest bathroom? She's like, well, there's a restaurant over there. You can run back to my house. Or there's, like, a public washroom that's sometimes open. Down the way, he's like, ah, I think I'll be good. They keep running, and he's like, fuck, I seriously have to go. So give me your keys, in case whatever. So he runs back, and he's like, am I gonna go to the restaurant? Am I gonna go to the public washroom? Am I gonna run to this girl's house? And he's running, he sees the public washroom, and he sees someone come out the door, so he's like, fuck, it's open, so I'm good. That's where I'm gonna fucking go. So he runs to the public washroom, gets in there, sits on the toilet, and he's like, that's not so bad, there's nothing really coming out. What the fuck's going on? Looks down the floor, there's a trail of shit. From the bathroom door into the stall. all over his pants. Oh. He unleashed before he hit the toilet. What a beauty.
This guy is your best friend.
What'd he do after this?
He's like,
he's got the fuck. Girl's keys.
He's gonna see
him. He can't even go home.
No, he's like, fuck. So he started like trying to clean it up. Someone else came in the bathroom. He's like looking at him, he said. He's like, if this guy says one word, I'm gonna kill him. Anyway, the guy didn't say anything. Leaves.
How do you fix that?
Then the girl that he was with was like knocked on the door. He's like, Keegan, are you okay? He's like,
no.
Fuck, go home and get me clothes. Because he had clothes at this girl's house. So she went home, got him clothes and whatever. Then she came back. They cleaned it up together.
Oh.
She's obviously a keeper.
Did they see each other again after that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is 6 months ago. Not 6 months ago.
They're still together.
They're not together.
But they still see each other. If I was that girl, I'd be... She likes to run. I'd be running the other way.
This guy shit his pants. See ya.
2 days later, bought a house. Bought a fucking house.
What a beauty. You know? He's got his life together. Am I right?
Shits himself one day, cool, buys a house a couple days later.
Keegan. Wow.
What a beauty.
I guess that's what it takes.
Can't wait for everybody to hear Keegan's story. Maybe we should set up a GoFundMe for him.
I don't think so. I don't think that's an issue.
Yeah.
No, it's not an issue. He owns a house. And he's charging $2,350 rent.
Where's he living?
And it's rented.
Where's he living?
Langford.
But if he's renting out, where's he living?
No, he's living in the suite of the house and renting out the house.
Yeah.
What he should have done is stayed in the bachelor's pad and rented both out.
The funny thing is, the stupid cunt.
Wow. This is now an explicit podcast.
Well, he goes to like Europe or something stupid. He's like, hey, I'm leaving and I get my keys for my house on Friday and I'm leaving on Wednesday. You want to pick those up? Sure. Yeah. Meanwhile, my ex-girlfriend's brother sold in the house, so that's fucking weird.
Good times. Keegan couldn't find a different realtor?
So anyway, pick up the keys.
Oh, it's nice break.
And then he's like, and then I get a bunch of emails from Keegan. He's like, on Sunday, you show it at 12, 1, 4, 6.
Bitch.
I'm like, okay, you gotta stop fucking booking these appointments. If someone wants to book it and they email you, tell them to call me and I'll book it. Cause you're an idiot. It takes like 10 minutes to show a house. So anyway, 1 o'clock comes, no show. I'm like, perfect. This is fucking nightmare. 1:30, they show up, show them the house. 2 o'clock, no show, and I'm like, now I don't have one until 4? You fucked my whole day.
What were you going to do anyways?
That's true.
Go swim and fucking
like
Davis
nothing,
Lake,
like
apparently.
You have nothing to do.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
So you picked Keegan's tenant.
Anyway, hit the sauce at Boston Pizza. Go back to the house. 4 o'clock, and the second, there was another no-show, and then they showed up. These other couple showed up. Pulled up in a van. I'm like, these people live in their van. I'm pretty sure this is going to be their first house. Obviously, didn't recommend them. So the first couple was no-show. Second couple showed. I'm like, you got to rent to these people. Because the funny thing is, they're like, I'm like, what do you do? And she's like, well, I do this stuff online and I design golf courses. I'm like, what? What do you mean you design golf courses? She's like, golf courses send me aerial photos. I make it into an application. So when people go to golf, they download the app and then they can GPS like the distance for shots.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how much?
Genius.
I'm like, how much do you make a month? She's like $8,500, $9,000 a month.
You're in.
And then the guy was like, yeah, I just got he's got into national defense, so he's working in Esquimo. He's like making $5,000 a month. So he's making like $13,000, $14,000 a month. I'm like, you should buy a house. Probably shouldn't rent this. You should actually buy something. But they didn't get it, so they rented it.
So Keegan Papshitter on those. And these people who are making $13,000 a month are renting from the pantshitter.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. I told Keegan, he's like, don't tell them they should buy a house. I'm like, I don't even know what happened. They're fucking loaded. You should be renting from them.
How was Reagan, whatever the fuck his name is?
I didn't see him.
Oh.
Where'd you get the keys?
At his office.
Oh.
Pulled in, I said, Keegan Monahan bought a house. I think he knew one key.
You gotta get a couple more cups.
Well, it was what? Weird. You they give me one. Didn't
give any ID or anything.
No, nothing.
I'm gonna start didn't calling into shit. Places. Hello, I just bought a house. I'm here for my keys.
Didn't get anything. Seriously, they give me one. There's an envelope, one key. And I fucking unlocked the open door. And then I go upstairs and there's a bunch of keys on the counter. Kitchen counter. Didn't know what they were because there's like sliding glass doors, whatever. So I thought that's what it was. Keegan comes home. He's like, where's all my keys? I'm like, fuck, man, I don't know. I got one key. There's a bunch of keys on your fucking counter. She's like, oh, okay, whatever. So he goes home. He's like, none of the keys work on the door. What the hell? And I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm not stealing your keys. I don't want anything to do with your house. So he went back to the real estate agent, and they had like a bunch of keys for all the outside doors. They just didn't give it to me. So I guess they didn't trust me. Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair wow. enough.
Well, Keegan sounds like he's got some great tenants.
We have been on this podcast for a while now, folks.
Should we log off?
Inaugural podcast right
here. Do you have any other subjects to discuss?
Not until Katie and Andrew get here tomorrow. They're prime topics.
Oof. You know what we should play tomorrow? The game with the things.
Are you arm wrestling?
Cole mentioned another game to me earlier, so we'll have to play that. I can't tell you right now.
Why?
I just can't tell you right now.
Can you tell me later?
Yes.
Are you going to make Katie strain pride?
No. Well, not intentionally.
Not sure.
No, we're not playing. We're playing the game where we all need cans. Drinking games with cans.
I don't even know what I told her earlier. Fuck.
You know the game? Winner, winner, chicken dinner? You know the game?
No one knows that game. No one knows.
Oh! Cans? Never mind, I got it.
There's a little Mark Smith moment.
Ah! Oh. Yes, yes, yes. Winner, winner, chicken dinner! Fuck.
Anyway.
Winner, winner, turkey dinner, just Thanksgiving-er.
Thanksgiving-er. You know what? We'll fill you in when we play the winner, winner, turkey dinner.
We're going to fucking Thanksgiving-er tomorrow. Signing off.
Pumpkin Spice Bailey's in the morning.
Apparently, Michaela's getting wasted tomorrow morning on Pumpkin Spice.
On what?
On pumpkin? Pumpkin?
What was that?
Pumpkin Spice Bailey's.
Signing off, guys. Signing off.